الرحمن الرحيم. سنن الاتيكيت. The sunan of leaving the house. If a person has the opportunity, he should perform 2 rakats nafal before leaving the house. Why is this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when you leave your house, then perform 2 rakats salah, because it will prevent you from evil upon leaving. Now, if you can't do that every time, it may not be practical, then do it when you are leaving for a lengthy trip. You're leaving for a travel. Then if you get the opportunity, then do it. Then at least, may Allah Ta'ala grant us the to practice upon that. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Last week we began a discussion on concentration in salah, and in a nutshell, one thing we mentioned was that rather the core aspect of concentrating in salah is telling yourself, making yourself think, keeping this awareness in mind that I am standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this comes with practice. And it comes with practice, and with practice, the more a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah, the more a person remembers Allah ta'ala outside salah, the more he engages in dhikr outside salah, the more he engages in good activity outside salah, the easier it will be to concentrate in salah. My teacher and Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Salim Durrat Sahib Hafidahullah, he explains it very beautifully. He says that you can think of it in this way, that outside of salah, recording is going on, and in salah, playback happens. Outside of salah, it's recording that is going on. Whatever you're doing throughout the day, whatever's going on through your mind, that's recording going on. So what will naturally come in salah? What's been happening throughout your day? Now, of course, there are some things that are necessities. We can't move them. Work, eating. Even those we should try to do with a good intention, that I am doing it to fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala, so they will also become good deeds. But other than that, the more we fill our day with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, and the more we work on filling our day with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala with concentration, the easier it will be to concentrate in salah. And this is not so difficult. One thing a person must do, of course, is fix certain forms of dhikr for himself. If he has a shaykh, a spiritual mentor, he will do that, otherwise fix it yourself. But other than that as well, whenever he is busy in a task, then try to keep the tongue busy in dhikr. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, if he is a hafiz, he may recite the Quran, whichever form of dhikr. But this will aid concentrating in salah. Now let us mention some points regarding salah itself. Now, the first thing is before salah. So we'll go through this in some detail, but for the purpose of the talk, I mentioned a few core points. One very easy point to do amal upon, which everyone can do, is, and this is an advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is before you begin salah, and we may have mentioned this last week, try to think that this is going to be my final salah. This is going to be my final salah. And it may well, rather tell yourself, this may well be my final salah. This is not, it doesn't need to be imagined. It may be the truth. Now, of course, when you think this is going to be my final salah, that means this is my final opportunity to present the amal of salah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, of course, you yourself will be inclined to perform it with quality. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also encouraged this. When Sahabi radiallahu anhu, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, give me some short advice. Short so I can remember it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him three pieces of advice. And one of them was this, that إِذَا قُمْتَ لِلصَّلَاةِ فَصَلِّ صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّعِينَ. That when you stand for salah, then perform salah as if you are leaving. Meaning with this mindset that I may be leaving this world after this salah. So that is one thing that will aid a person before salah if he tries to embed this thought in his mind. Now in salah, now a few core points. The first core point in salah is that you must perform salah calmly. Calmly meaning in the positions as well. You takbir tahima, qiyam, qirat ruku, each position calmly. Transition from one position to the other calmly. And what it needs to be recited, recited calmly. Recited calmly means recited at a calm pace as well. And let it finish completely. Many a time we have the habit, we are still reciting. Let's say if someone is reciting قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ and مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ doesn't finish before we start it. That's the movement into ruku starts. No. Finish مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ calmly. And then going to ruku. And the same, before we even end up in ruku, Subhana Rabbiyal Azim has already started. So some people say jokingly that we only manage one Subhana Rabbiyal Azim in ruku. Because one is whilst we are going in, we did one inside and the other we are already coming up. So you did everything calmly, going to ruku first. And then Subhana Rabbiyal Azim thrice, and when the third is finished, then come out. So you did everything calmly. This is the base. After this, so there are two points here. The ideal is that you concentrate on what you are reading. You concentrate on what you are reading means, number one, you read it with deliberation, try not to just read it automatically. And if you know the meaning, then concentrate on the meaning. And those things which we recite repeatedly in Salah, Thana, A'udhu, Bismillah, Surah Fatiha, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, At-Tahiyyat, Durud Sharif. A person should try to learn the meaning of these over time. And if you can't learn the exact word for word meaning, then the general meaning. In general, what does Sana contain? What does Surah Fatiha contain? What message does it contain? These are things that we repeat so over so many years. If we learn the translation, and you don't need to have to learn Arabic to do that. Learning the translation of these over time is not difficult. So these things that are repeated, a person should try to learn the translation. And if he knows the translation, the meaning, then alhamdulillah, he can follow the meaning. But even if he doesn't, then follow the Arabic words. What does that mean? One is that alhamdulillah, we read alhamdulillah just automatically like we normally do, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin ar-rahman ar-rahim. And the other is, whilst I am reading alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, I am following the word I am reading. Now you might say, I don't even understand it. You don't understand it. But the reason this is beneficial is because the mind and the heart can only focus on one thing at a time. So you are focusing on the words. You are focusing on the words means naturally it will be difficult for you to end up in another train of thought. The reason we end up in different trains of thought is we decide automatically, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. But if we make a point that instead focus on the words, then sometimes it will happen that after three verses then something else came up. But this will help us to keep the heart and the mind in one direction. And as a result, it won't sway. So this is something beneficial as well. And another thing which is beneficial, and which I personally found quite beneficial, when this came to my mind once when I was performing salah, and then afterwards, I read somewhere that Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Hafidhahullah has also suggested this, which is that vary your salah. What do I mean vary your salah? Don't read the same surah every time. Why? Don't read the same surah every time? Because we very easily go into automatic mode, don't we? Sana, Allahu Akbar is the same. Subhanakallahumma is the same. Alhamdu is the same. And if the surah is the same as well, then automatic mode can carry on. If you start varying your surah and make it a point that, no, I won't have any set surah. That in two, like we have in two rakat, I'm always going to read Na'atayna Qulullah or whatever, everyone else, everyone has their own combination. In four rakat, I'm going to read this. In three rakat, I'm going to read this. Now, if you make a habit of varying it, then what will happen is after Surah Fatiha, you will always have to think, what surah am I going to read now? So, at the most, until one of Dhalin Amin, you can carry on in automatic mode. Then automatic mode will have to go into manual. And I remember when I started doing this, then sometimes it would happen that Walad Dhalin, and then Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then Surah. So I would repeat Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim a few times before I realized that I can't go any further. Automatic mode can't carry on. The person, automatically he is forced to concentrate on his Salah. So that is one thing you can vary. Another thing you can vary is the number of times you read Tasbih in Ruku and Sujood. As we have learned when we were younger, that 3 times is the minimum. But any more odd amount is permissible. So for example, I usually have a habit that in Salah, in Rakah, in every Rakah, there is one Ruku and 2 sajdas. So there are 3 places where you read Tasbih. Out of the 3 of them, I make a habit that in 1 of them, I will read 5 times. So either, which one is not set? If you set it, then you've gone back into automatic mode. So maybe in the first rakah it will happen in ruku. The second rakah it will happen in the first sajda. Third rakah it will happen in the second sajda. The fourth rakah back to ruku. So those are 2 very easy methods that you can. And there are some other methods as well, which we will discuss in detail, that in other than in Farz Salah, there are many different du'as that you can read in ruku, sajda. If a person starts to make a habit of reading them, then that again adds more variation to the salah. So these are some very, very easy points. Like I said, they take time, just like the physical actions of salah will take time as well. But if you've been raising your hands like this all the time, then to start raising them like this, you'll have to get into the habit for a bit. So similarly, each one of these points, you have to get into the habit. It takes a bit of time, a bit of concentration. But over time, this will help, this will aid your salah. So these are a few very simple points, and they will help a person to concentrate on his salah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon that. Ameen.